WWDC is just around the corner and there are going to be a lot of exciting things being released. However, I really want Apple to come up with those futuristic products that we've been hearing for so long now. But chances are it's going to be a little while before we see them in reality, right? So why don't we talk about them in today's episode? Hello and welcome to the iGeeks blog show. I'm your host, Harshanki. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about Apple's futuristic product that we want in the market as soon as possible. We're going to be covering Apple's satellite network or Apple satellites. Yeah, a little exciting, right? We're going to be talking about the infamous AR/VR gadget or something in that domain. Then we're going to be talking about the not-so-secretive project Apple Cars, followed by foldable iPhones and a little surprise element for you right there. But don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels and download the app if you want all of this information in written format. Talking about the first product, satellite network. So it is a known fact that space tourism is increasing and expanding by the day, right? And it's not far away in the future that people would be traveling in space. Space traveling is going to be possible. And the first thing you want while traveling in the space is communication. Yeah, okay, food, but that is the basic necessity, right? And when you're traveling in space, of course, that part is taken care of. What about the telecommunication? You're going to be needing a rock-solid network to take care of things there. And Apple, being the futuristic company that it is, has started planning about it years ahead. Years ahead. Like, I'm not saying they've started planning about it in late 2019, early 2020. They've been planning about it for a very long time now. Globalstar, the American satellite operator, recently claimed that they have partnered up with a gigantic tech company and they are working on creating a satellite network for the phones, which means they are trying to normalize satellite phones in the world. Now, they haven't named the company yet, but they also mentioned recently they bought 13 satellites from this company. And everybody, from rumor mongers to tech enthusiasts, everybody is talking about Apple being the epicenter there. That Globalstar has partnered up with Apple and Apple is working on normalizing satellite phones for people like me and you. Which means, see, you may or may not travel in space, okay? That is far-fetched. That is also, a lot of other factors come into discussion, right? Like your financials, for example. A lot of other things come into discussion. But satellite phones are going to be pretty normal in a couple of years from now as far as the rumors are concerned. So we're really hoping for this to turn true real quick, real fast. And let's see how the competition unfolds. Let's see how are these phones going to be like. What is the affordability going to be like? Sadly, for now, this is the only information we have about that. But Globalstar, keep us giving more information so that we can curb our enthusiasm. The second device that I'm going to be talking about is the infamous Apple's entry into AR/VR. Now, it is a known fact that Apple is trying to enter into the world of virtual reality or augmented reality and trying to create something there, right? Now, we are not yet sure what the device is going to be, but we have also seen AR glasses. We have seen something that is potentially going to replace iPhones in the near future. Remember all the rumor mongers. I remember John Prosser said this in one of his tweets or one of the blogs. Somewhere this guy mentioned that the AR device created would be such that it has the potential to remove iPhones, which means iPhones will be extinct by the year 2030. And this is how strong the device is going to be, right? Although we've been hearing about this so-called device in the VR device since 2018, but we haven't really seen it in existence yet. A lot of people are low-key hoping for this device to come out in 2023. The chances, and there are no rumors, absolutely no rumors for the product to be live in the year 2022. But the chances are in the year 2023, we might see the product. So fingers crossed. Now the thing is, this AR/VR industry and Apple's entry into this industry really amazes me because you don't really know what the product is going to be. Because we have seen patents about a lot of things. We've seen the technology being patented. We've also seen some glasses being patented or some kind of rumors coming out about the glasses. But then we're also talking about the device that is potentially going to replace iPhone in a decade from now. And now after Meta's existence and a lot of other things coming into picture, and Facebook planning to launch its own AR glasses, will Apple really launch an AR glass? Right? You cannot help but wonder about it. Whatever it is, Apple's marketing team, if you're listening to this episode, either give us some more rumors about the product or give us the damn product now, because we've been waiting for it for so long. And this is right time to enter in the market, because maybe a couple of years from now, augmented reality would be at a place where it would be unbeatable. Like, it's developing super fast, right? So Apple's product has to enter in the market in next year, if not this year, to beat the competition, or maybe just to, you know, grab a hold of the market right there. Let's see how that unfolds. And this is all we know about the AR/VR product for now. Moving on to the next product, Apple Cars. Like I said, Apple Car is Apple's worst kept secret till now, because we know a lot of things about Apple Car, okay? From the development to it being called Project Titan to... Oh, actually, a fun fact right here. Project Titan was renamed for something that Apple is going to venture into as... Like Apple's venture into the automobile industry, okay? You weren't really sure if it is going to be a car. But over the years, we have gradually become... We've gotten some kind of assurance, right? That it's going to be an Apple car and nothing else. So that is what Project Titan is all about. Apple car in the development. And like we discussed in the episode before, if you have not listened to the episode, guys, go tune in. We have a very exhaustive research done about Apple car there. But I'm talking about Apple car versus Tesla. It's an exciting conversation and comparison. Okay, you should go check it out. But for all those of you all who have not tuned into the episode, now Apple Car has been in development for a very long time, and we're hoping to see something by 2024, whereas we'll be getting the product live by 2030. Of course, that also coincides with Apple's vision to become carbon neutral by the year 2030. So we have to see and compare both these things and how it is turning out to be. They are going to come up with a product which is going to last longer with lesser charge compared to the competitors in the market today. The battery size is going to be smaller. Of all the pictures that we have seen, it is a really beautiful looking product. A lot of interesting things going on there. And yeah, let's just say it's going to be the future of automobile industry, or EV in the country, in the world, in the globe. Yeah, for sure, EV is going to have a different lookout after Apple launches its car. Now, just like we've noticed over the year, how Apple tends to completely change the way we look at certain things after launching that particular product or service. And a good example of that is iPod, iPhone, M1. I mean, I can go on and on talking about it, right? This is how it has been, always been. And this is what Apple is trying to achieve. Even with the Apple cars, they're going to completely transform and transition the way we look at electric vehicles or automobile industry for now. So we're really excited about the Apple car, and let's see how that unfolds for us. Talking about unfolding things, the next thing I'm going to be talking about is foldable iPhones. Now, foldable iPhones have been in the development for a long time again, and we're going to see them in 2 years from now. Obviously, what we have seen in the leaks, there is a hinge in the phone, but the screen looks flawless for now. Recently, Menchiko also mentioned that it's going to be based on G-Ink technology. The iPhone screen is going to be based on G-Ink technology. Now, we're going to be seeing how that turns out for us and how is it working out for an iPhone. And that is what is going to be the beauty of this gadget. Other than that, we've also heard that they are working on something which is a foldable iPad, or maybe just creating a bigger size. Now, see, at this point, you're not sure whether they're creating a mixture of an iPhone or an iPad, like a foldable mixture of iPhone or an iPad, or just trying to work a way around both of them together. Bloomberg and Mark Gurman also suggested that they are working on foldable MacBooks, which is a near possibility. But then again, like, okay, they have been true most of the times and it is in development for now, but let's wait for something concrete to come up for that. Nevertheless, the fact that foldable iPhones are going to be a reality very soon is amusing, and it's really going to be surprising. Although I'm not quite sure how the foldable iPad thingy is going to work out, because foldable iPad would just make it MacBook, wouldn't it? I mean, just correct me if I'm wrong, but Yeah, right. Anyway, let's wait for more leaks to come out for foldable iPad. For now, from what we know so far, it is in development, and whatever product is going to come out is going to raise a few eyeballs for sure. The last but not the least is a surprising product that I promised you about, and this is known as MacBook with a virtual keyboard. Now, recently, Apple has patented this technology where they are trying to create a virtual keyboard along with a MacBook, which means you have the MacBook, but instead of the keyboard, there is a touch screen present there. So it can be used as a keyboard, it can be used as a trackpad, it can be used as multiple things, maybe as a mouse too. Yeah, but it's being used as a trackpad, right? So you get the gist. And this is what Apple has been working on. Probably the Taiwanese company, when they mentioned about creating a foldable MacBook, just meant having a product with a virtual screen, or the MacBook with a virtual keyboard there. And this is going to be different, is what I say. I'm not sure how exciting it is going to be. And to be honest, I'm not really curious about the virtual keyboard because the thought of it doesn't make sense to me. But then, of course, if Apple as a company is developing something, they have a lot of other things in mind. And surely the final product that comes out is going to be mind-blowing. But for now, this is all we know about virtual keyboard. The US Patent and Trademark Office officially granted Apple a patent that relates to a dual display-based MacBook with an advanced interface system, allowing the traditional keyboard area to be replaced with a morphing virtual interface for various keyboard configurations. A lot of keyboard configurations are being discussed, with the primary one being discussed is swapping the positions of the keyboard and trackpad so that the keyboard is closer to the front edge and the trackpad at the top. It's going to be a very interesting looking device, and as you can see on your screen, guys, if you're listening to this episode, just tune into the video and you'd know. As you can see on the screen, that's how we visualize it, but obviously let's wait for the final product to come out and see what's going to be the better result for it. Regardless, it has been patented, the technology has been patented, which means something really exciting is going to come out real soon, and let's wait for it to unfold. Okay, so these are the five futuristic products that I have been quite fascinated and intrigued by and really looking forward to see, and how are they in the development, or what is the best thing going to come out with them? Tell me in the comment section which one is your favorite product and what do you expect from Apple. This is all for today's episode. This is Ashanki signing off. Don't forget to download our app where we have information about all things Apple, and stay connected with us on our social media handles. We can have a one-on-one chat about the Apple ecosystem and a lot more exciting things. Stay safe, stay connected, and keep following iGeeks blog.